It's Thursday, December 1st, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and in studio, Yay is our guest. He's going to be here, he says, for the next 3 hours or so, and also America First leader, and that is Nick Fuentes, Ollie Alexander, Owen Schroyer, and many others are also going to be coming through here today. And Yay has arrived in a new ensemble here with us, but I'll assure you it is Yay. Yay, thank you so much for coming to Austin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, where would you like to start? This first little five-minute segment is just kind of a prelude to what's coming up. What do you want to cover here today?
This God runs the world, and Jesus is the way and the life, and it's time to put Jesus first in the way that we run our businesses, the way we run our families, our businesses, and the way we run our country.
For radio listeners, we're on over 400 radio stations. They can't see you right now. This is a new look for you.
Oh no, I've been wearing a mask for a while.
Ah,
yeah.
So this is an archetypal example of the mask is off by putting the mask on.
People could take it how they want to take it. It's just, you know, it's interesting if you look at a Michael Jordan or something, you load up all these pictures and he's smiling and he's holding a basketball, he's jumping from the free throw line, and then you look at Phil Knight and you barely can see a picture of him and he's got his face covered. So I don't have to show my face, it's me. That's my right.
Absolutely. Well, that's what Hollywood wants to do, though, is to control everybody through images.
Exactly. So I'm in control of my image now. It's no longer the people that froze my account. It's no longer the people that threatened me. We've got past the threats. They tried to throw me in jail for the truth. And, you know, people believe me. And people see that I wasn't crazy on what I was talking about. And they tried to write it off, and they keep trying to write it off. But the truth is, the more and more I'm faithful to Christ, the more and more he's gonna keep unlocking the blessings. You know, he set it on my heart to build communities, to build farms, to build schools, to build the choir. But when you do that, you have to be really obedient. Hey guys, could you not talk in the back? I'm like really hypersensitive to sound. If you guys want to talk, just go in the other room, please. But we have to be really obedient. You know, like one of the big topics right now is all of the pedophilia advertisement. And my take on that is, you know, there's one place in the Bible where it says God sees sin differently. And there's another place where it says, you know, let me get out my phone. I can like really pull up the exact thing it says in the Bible. The general gist, and we'll get back to it after the 5 minute break, is that you have to stay strict to everything and remove as much sin as possible in order to serve God. And when people look at pornography, when a grown man is looking at a grown woman have sex on camera, you're still looking at someone's daughter, and you're looking at a lot of times someone that is the product of pedophilia. So people will engage in going to strip clubs or looking at pornography, but then the moral compass is like, oh my God, look at the pedophiles. But in a way, anybody who looks at pornography is a form of a pedophile also. Let's bank it all in. It's very simple. We're not going to be talking about all this moral code and these standards right here. It's either Christ said so or Christ said no.
Yay, powerful information. I totally agree with you. Back in 60 seconds, join over 400 radio stations. Nick Fuentes in the studio. Everybody, tell everybody you know, tune in now, Infowars.com/show. Let's break the internet today. Stay with us. Well, make no mistake, this Thursday, December 1st, 2022 broadcast is beyond the Twilight Zone, because truth is stranger than fiction. Yay. Maybe more controversial than Alex Jones or Donald Trump now. I mean, we're about the most controversial people in the world, and obviously the most attacked and demonized. He's here. Nick Fuentes is here as well. America First. We're going to have Ollie Alexander on, Owen Schroyer. This thing's going to go for the next 3+ hours, as long as Ye wants to go. Some stations don't carry the first 5, but you just dropped some bombs that I totally agree that are huge, Ye. So recap that and continue on, sir.
Okay, so I looked this up. It's about sin. That's what we're going to talk about, sin today, and how we need to do everything that we can. We're imperfect, but but to flee, to free ourselves of sin and repent for sin throughout the day, at night, and in the morning. So right here, the Bible says right here, I know I'm going to do a Corinthians 2, like Trump, you know, new Christian kind of reading of this. So bear with me. I love Jesus, but I'm not the most, you know, experienced Christian. And it says, the book of Proverbs 6:16-19. I'm sure that's the wrong way to read it.
It's okay. You got the floor.
Okay. Identify seven things that God hates, although there are not any punishments prescribed for those. Scripture clearly indicates that God does view sin differently and that he proscribed a different punishment for sin depending upon its severity. Now watch this one. It says, where the phrase all sins are equal in the eyes of God comes from. As far as I can tell, the most common argument for the belief that all sins are created equal comes from the book of James 2:10. It states, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. Now, I'm a big fan of Steve Jobs, even though he did create Apple. And if you notice, the logo of Apple is actually the fall of man, the
forbidden fruit,
the bitten apple. Right. So we can get into, you know, what social media has done to families and all that. We got 3 hours. Right. But I like the way our incredible American inventors like Disney and Hughes and Steve Jobs, the way they ran their companies and invented things that changed the world. And the way Steve ran his company was his version of a sinless office. Everyone had to be so meticulous to be able to take what was 10 things at one time and make and put it in the palm of our hand. Think about an iPhone. It's your fax. It's your email. It's your phone.
And now it's 1,000 things.
Yeah, it's your camera. It's your flashlight. Yeah, it's like 1,000 things in it. But he had to have his army go in with a sinless approach. And right now, you know, God called Gideon to make an army, the 300, the real 300, not the movie version, that were all focused on serving this mission at the time. So we have a mission right now to save our families from social media, from Zionist control, and bring Jesus Christ back to the forefront. And we're protected. You know, I don't have security. My security is the angels. My security is the fact that I didn't load up pornography last night. And I said, this addiction is going to have to flee from me. You know, this addiction since I was 5 years old that has destroyed my mom and my dad's family, that destroyed my family. Like, when I take full accountability for the destruction, like, of my marriage, I'll point at the liberals and say, you took my wife from me. You know what took my wife from me? The fact that I was married to this beautiful person, but I felt like it wasn't enough. I felt like I still needed to look at pornography. In some way, I'd say to her, well, stop making these images. Stop breaking the internet. You know, that original term comes from my ex-wife actually having a nude photo that I didn't know about, that someone used her and put her on a magazine. But there's somewhere where she's like, well, if my husband is looking at this, I still want to be like the girls that are doing this. And this becomes people reliving the traumas, pushing the addiction. The pornography industry is not even a big industry. It's like less than $10 billion, right? So that means that it's not used for prosperity. It's used for disparity.
By the way, George Orwell wrote in 1984, and he'd been the number two guy in PSYOP for OSS and ran propaganda for the British government. But he found out that he didn't like Hitler, but he found out that they were actually manipulated and created him. He didn't like the communists. He'd been one of them. He found out the British intelligence had actually created that and done that. And he explained in 1984 that pornography is something to destroy families, destroy our souls, and get us to commit. He wasn't even a big Christian, but get us to debase ourselves so that they can control us.
Absolutely. You got alcohol and pornography are these legal drugs. Alcohol is a spirit. We're gonna go into the spirit of Al-Kool-Aid. Well, let's just go to the facts today. Let's not just even do opinions. And I love how you brought that in, because now you got God's warriors coming together. Right now, okay, Nick Fuentes doesn't have a Twitter account. Alex Jones doesn't have a Twitter account, but hey, guess what, Elon? I got a Twitter, and today I'm going to have Nick and Alex tweet from my account. You like that, Ari Emanuel?
I'm all about free speech, and the greatest threat is those that want to silence us. That's why it comes First Amendment. Yeah. Anybody trying to take your speech is the enemy.
Absolutely. Well, and it's... I do find it a little bit hypocritical that Elon Musk said that he was purchasing Twitter to create a free speech environment. He says that free speech is the thing that's going to save the West and our civilization. But yet he has taken exception to you, Alex, for some seemingly specific reason, maybe personal to him, but definitely not principled. So I think it's time that the people finally demand a real victory here. We've been at war, essentially, since Trump came down the golden escalator 7 years ago to put America first, to put Christ first, to free the internet and do these kinds of things. And here we are all this time later, and it seems like we've stagnated or in some ways maybe even taken a step back. So it's time that people demand we want Christ first, we want America first, we want Alex Jones back on Twitter. These are just and reasonable demands.
Well, I see it like this, and I want you to be able to elaborate on this, but I don't want Gay to get his run because he's got so much to say and he always gets cut off. But I'm going to try to shut up as much, but we can go 4 or 5 hours if you want, but the main show's actually 4 hours.